Thank you for calling Iron City Roofing to be your trusted services provider. For new customers, press...
Hi, are you there?
Yes, Brenda. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, well, the first time you called, it rang on the forwarded phone.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I actually dialed the 8500 number instead of the call tracking. I'm so sorry about that.
But then this time it called the business phone.
Okay. So, yes. Ah. So you forwarded it to the business phone instead of the app? Is that correct?
I forwarded it from the business phone to my personal phone.
Personal phone. Okay, and it's working now?
Not really. It called the business phone. It didn't forward it to my phone. But
okay.
I was able to answer it.
Uh-huh. Okay. So currently what happens is that when we call the call tracking number, or remember the mask number, the 4449, it actually rings the app first, the application on your phone, before it gets forwarded to the 8500 number.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh. So that is how it is currently set up. So earlier you mentioned that you are unable to answer, because when your phone is actually locked, it will not answer the call right away. The app actually behaves like other applications. Let's say someone calls you in Messenger and your phone is actually locked. You need to unlock your phone before you can go ahead and answer the call. But it will set.
How do I unlock the phone? I haven't.
Oh, your phone doesn't lock automatically?
No, I should be able to.
Oh. Yeah, if there's no lock, then you should be able to answer it right away. May I ask, when did this start to happen? Like the answer button is being grayed out or darkened?
Oh, goodness. I don't remember. I would be guessing if I told you.
I see. Okay, but this time when I did the test call, it actually worked, right? You were able to answer my call.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, let's see. I would suggest I would ask if you could kindly monitor this one and see if it continues to happen. Anyway, when we did the test call now, it is working fine. But just in case you get another call, and you see maybe the phone is like somehow locked or darkened, try to unlock it first and then see if it would actually work. And then if ever not, please go ahead and text us, and then I will call you right away, or we will call you right away.
All right, if I'm trying to answer the phone, how do I unlock it?
Usually, for regular phones, like when it's ringing, you just have to, my phone, I used to swipe up. Yeah, or it would actually, what kind of phone do you use? Is it an Apple or an Android?
Yeah, it's an Apple iPhone, both of them are.
Unknown caller. I think we have a call.
It was a spam.
Oh, okay. So usually, for iPhone, I think it is the same. If you have to go ahead and like swipe it up, it will it will give you notification on your phone. Like for example, if it's locked, if you tap your phone, it will ask you to go ahead and say swipe up to unlock, something like that. So maybe, it might have been that the phone is actually set to lock, because there are phones that automatically locks if they are left, like, idle for a few minutes. Like mine, I set it for 15 minutes. If I'm not holding my phone, then automatically it will lock itself after 15 minutes. So it could be maybe unconsciously you were able to activate that one, but because I have cases like this before with other clients wherein they also said that when someone calls, they cannot click the answer button. So when we actually did the review, I found out that the phone was actually locked. That's why the phone is not allowing you to answer the call, because the app behaves like regular application. So if phones are locked, then nobody can actually answer the call. So yes, kindly observe this one, and then if ever you are still experiencing, if the phone is not locked but calls, you can still answer calls, please do let me know or text us, and then I will go ahead and escalate it to our team for further review.
Well, if someone's calling the phone and it's ringing and you swipe up, is it not going to hang it up?
Oh, no, it will not. Usually what happens is that if you, for example, the way to unlock it is swipe up, it will still go, it will then go ahead and show you that someone is calling you, and then the answer and decline button will be available.
Okay. Well, I'll pay attention to that and check it and say, well, see if that fixes it.
Okay. That's perfect. And then let us know, okay, if ever you encounter the same issue, and then we'll further check for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Brenda. Do you have any other questions for me or any concern before I go ahead and let you go?
Is our Google account verified yet?
Oh, let me check on that for you. Okay. So as per the latest note, we are still really waiting. There's a note from our team from yesterday. So they updated the account and said that we are still waiting for Google to go ahead and enable the live video verification. So specialist is actually researching on your account, because Google keeps saying that there is actually a duplicate, but we can't find one. So don't worry. We are actively working on this one for you. I actually see I have a regular dash for you. We've spoken before. And we will keep you updated as soon as the live video verification is available, so we can go ahead and have your listing verified.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Brenda.
All right. Bye.
Call us here, okay, anytime if you have further questions.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.